Hi, I'm Jennifer Lutz, and I'm here with Elad at Milos Dead Sea Hotel.
That's correct, Milos Dead Sea Hotel.
One.
Welcome.
Thank you for hosting me for the.
I appreciate you being here. Thank you very much.
It's beautiful. Could you tell me a bit of the overview of your hotel? What's special about it?
Well, this hotel is quite unique in the Dead Sea area because it's a Greek-style village resort hotel. The rooms,
yeah. So tell me,
the rooms are. It's not a high-rise building.
Okay.
It's rooms on the ground level.
We have the ground.
Yeah.
The most of the rooms are on the ground level. The highest floor of the rooms is the second floor. Great view of the Dead Sea. We have our own private beach of the Dead Sea, which is quite unique. You just come out of your room to the Dead Sea.
So everybody that comes here, they have private access to the Dead Sea.
Exactly.
And as well, what other facilities do you have?
Well, we have 26 pools here in this hotel.
I'm sorry, you have 26?
26 pools. 20 of them are private pools.
What does that mean, private pool? Like, it's just me in the pool?
It's just you in the pool, whoever is registered on the room. We have rooms with private pools. So
inside your own room, if you like.
Yes, it's not inside of the room; it's outside of the room. It's but it's quite an experience because the view of the Dead Sea and the weather and the very special sun and air here, and combined with the very nice relaxation. Yeah.
About the sun, that it's strong here for some reason.
Well, this is the lowest point on Earth. And the sun is getting filtered better than at the other place in the world. So the hazardous UV rays, they're being blocked before coming to the ground, what makes the sun much more safe and good for your skin. And this benefits many people from all around the world who wants to treat their skin. Psoriasis and other skin illness.
So who is coming to your hotel then? Is it more Israelis? Is it people more from the United States? Is it about health and revival?
Well, it's all around. In recent years, more local tourism, but
In recent years?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
People still coming from the United States?
Yes, of course. Of course. Especially from COVID. Many Americans are coming, especially Americans are the income. Yes, especially Americans come.
So then
Jewish families and non-Jewish families come here to this very special place, either for a day pass or to spend a few nights here. It's a very unique place.
So I have a few questions.
Please.
So since COVID,
yes.
About what percentage of your tourists have been from the United States?
Well, if we're talking about the incoming tourism, around 60%, I would assume, are from the U.S.
And the next question, tell me about this day pass. So people could maybe be staying in Jerusalem and come here for the day.
Exactly. Come for the day to a short Dead Sea experience, to enjoy the hotel facilities, to have lunch or breakfast, to use the pools, the sulfur pools, the Dead Sea water pool, our spa facilities, maybe for our spa treatments. We have a great spa here with the great masseuses and the finish, and then they go back.
And what are the price points for some of those things for a day pass?
Well, this cost around 350 shekels per person for a day pass, including lunch, and using the hotel facilities and the private beach.
Okay, so they come for the day, they can stay as long as they like?
Exactly.
They just can't sleep here, basically?
Yes.
If it's a day pass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Once the sun sets, so it's time to go back. Exactly.
Okay. And you said lunch is included in that?
Yes, lunch or breakfast.
Okay.
Of course, we can accommodate ourselves to any need of our guests.
Tell me about the food here then. I'm assuming it's very fresh because everything feels incredible.
Exactly. The freshness is very, very important to us. Greek style food in combined with Israeli food, local food. Think anybody can find some very good things to eat here, all fresh and light. Lightness is important here in this hot area.
Yeah. All right. And just give me a description of maybe one or two of your both special spa treatments related to the
disease. Well, we have the Dead Sea mud treatment, which is quite unique. It uses the special minerals that we have in the Dead Sea. The Ayurveda treatment as well, which combines dripping oil, very unique treatments as well. And the seaweed treatment, which is also quite unique. Seaweed wrap. You wrap your body in seaweed.
What? My whole body? Seaweed and mud, and then you just throw me in the sea, right?
Only if you want, yeah.
You float,
so it's safe, yeah.
And then is this your hotel for families, couples, for anybody?
Well, this hotel, we welcome everybody. But families are welcome, of course. But couples find this place more quiet and unique resort.
And, well, I should ask you as well, what's the price point to actually stay for a night?
Well, prices vary very much. From around 700 shekels per night in the low season and or midweek to around 2,000 shekels per night in the high season and the weekends. Very high demand here in the region.
Still could be less than a night at a budget hotel in Manhattan, so it sounds good to me to relax.
But in most times, the prices are very much decent.
Okay, so I do want to ask you, apologies for the question, but during the past 6 months with the war going on, how has that impacted your business at Metal Tally?
Well, for 5 months, we've hosted people that were evacuated from their homes in the city of Sderot. It was a national mission. We're very proud to have welcomed them and to have been able to provide them a home for quite a few months. And now, fortunately, they're back home. Place is much more safe again. They could come home back, and right away, local tourism. Now people in Israel really need this break and to breathe a little bit and to go on vacation, even if it's a short one. And we're fully booked with local tourism these days.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
Thank you. And we also, we are waiting to welcome the American guests, who we very much like.
Well, hopefully they are coming. I know it's actually my first time in Israel.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's been a very special time to be here. And the country has surprised me in many ways, not least of which the people and the hospitality and the national beauty. So have you started to see some international tourists coming back yet?
Well, we see the interest in people to come back and to visit us. We very much appreciate you being here, and we're hoping to welcome. Really, we're looking forward to it. We have a lot to offer here. Great hospitality, very, very unique places.
Yeah, I know.
You
just waiting and hoping for good times here in this region, really.
How do you feel about, do you feel hopeful?
Yeah.
We do feel hopeful, sure. We have to feel hopeful. Hope is what we have. And I think the people of Israel, hope is what we have throughout the years, and we still have it now, and we are sure that we will have good times even in the near future. We very much hope so.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you.
I am Jonathan.
Thank you. And I'm Elad. Thank you.
I am Jonathan Mutt, and this is Inside the Travel Report.